Welcome back to the Global Greek Influence, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the dynamic world of global Greeks in the realms of technology, cutting-edge scientific and engineering innovation, entrepreneurship and business, also special topics on politics and history. I'm your hostess, Panayota Pimenidou, and I'm thrilled to have you join us once again. If you want to stay updated and never miss an episode, make sure to subscribe, like, and review the Global Greek Influence podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and more. Your support means the world to me. For even more engagement, be sure to follow our podcast's Twitter account, Facebook page, and LinkedIn page. It is the best way to stay up to date with the latest episodes, connect with me directly, and even suggest topics you would love to explore. But wait, there is more. For just €2.99 a month, you can unlock a world of exclusive content. By becoming a premium subscriber, you will gain access to exclusive video episodes available only on Spotify, get sneak peeks of upcoming interviews, and enjoy special episodes that dive deep into fascinating topics. So get ready to immerse yourself in the captivating stories and influential figures that have shaped the global Greek influence and impact the world today. Join us on this exciting journey of discovery and celebration. Thank you for being part of the Global Greek Influence community. Welcome to the final episode of this season of reflecting on 4 years of Global Greek Influence, a year-end journey through science, engineering, and technology. I'm your hostess, Panayota Pimenidou, and today, in part two of our last episode, we will continue our journey through the remarkable scientific and engineering research, technology, innovation, entrepreneurship, and their profound impact on our world. Our journey started in December 2019 with non-stop 4 seasons, but now under the new format, we will be together again in June 2024. To begin, let's dive into the world of material science and engineering. In our conversations with distinguished guests such as Professor Emmanuel Stratakis, Professor Iakovos Tzannakis, Dr. Maria Kitsara, and Dr. Stefanos Nintodas, we have explored groundbreaking research and discoveries that shape the future of materials. Professor Tzannakis, a mechanical engineer with an MSc in the Energy Systems and the Environment from the University of Strathclyde in Scotland and a PhD in Tribology and Sustainability from Bournemouth University in England, is now at Oxford Brookes University with a research scope ranging from materials processing to materials cavitation resistance and to exfoliation of two-dimensional nanomaterials. How do these translate to everyday world and why businesses and industries should pay attention? Advantages of his environmentally friendly methodology is also energy efficient and economically viable for reducing porosity, improving microstructure refinement, and potentially suppressing the use of expensive and environmentally harmful grain refinements that industry currently applies and are essential for the production of high-quality aluminium alloys and could potentially overcome barriers found in additive manufacturing. Professor Tzannakis' research is crucial for industries relying on aluminium for various applications, including aerospace, automotive, and construction. Refining the microstructure enhances material performance, making them suitable for a broader range of applications. Improving the porosity of materials by reducing it in this context contributes to the production of high-performance materials sought after by the aerospace, automotive, and construction industries. Also, Professor Tzannakis suggests vertical axis wind turbines farms to become mainstream in wind power generation. Wind farms today are made using the classic propeller design, and these are called horizontal axis wind turbines because they spin around an axis parallel to the ground. The biggest disadvantage of horizontal axis wind turbines is that they decrease each other's performance when grouped together in wind farms. The performance reduction can be up to 40% in some instances. So if one pays £2 million per megawatt for a single wind turbine, they want to maximize the energy extracted. Vertical axis wind turbines can better utilize the turbulent air to generate electricity, and in that way, we utilize the regions already covered by wind turbines much better. Due to moving parts of the vertical axis wind turbines being located near sea level, then it is much easier to design floating platforms. So the vertical axis wind turbines can be positioned in deep sea regions where the wind conditions are more generous and be less visually polluting. Professor Tzannakis with Professor Emmanuel Stratakis work on the adoption of new biomimetic surfaces to existing components and explore the impact they have in reducing friction losses. In Professor Stratakis facilities, they have developed a technology that produces hierarchical patterns on the surface using laser ablation techniques and generate desired nanostructures. Using this technology, they manage to generate steel surfaces that replicate the skin of the shark, and shark is well known for its frictionless perpetual motion. Professor Emmanuel Stratakis is the research director at the Institute of Electronic Structure and Laser of the Foundation for Research and Technology, HALAS, leader of the Ultrafast Laser Micro and Nanoprocessing Laboratory, and founder and CEO of Biomimetic. He is also Greece's ambassador to the European Innovation Council. The study and simulation of biological systems is widely known as biomimetics, a combination of the Greek words bios, meaning life, and mimesis, meaning to imitate. Nature offers a wealth of diverse functional surfaces whose properties are unmatched in today's artificial materials. In this context, a highly interdisciplinary field of research has emerged concerning the design, the synthesis, and the fabrication of biomimetic structures based on the ideas, concepts, and underlying principles developed by nature. Professor Stratakis discussed how biomimetic materials provide innovative solutions for the design of a new generation of functional materials and can lead to novel materials design principles. For instance, he described how the water repellence of a lotus leaf is reproduced like the shark skin mentioned by Professor Tzanakis, as biomimetic surfaces exhibit controlled dual-scale morphology, hierarchical structuring that provides exciting functionalities. Such knowledge can be harnessed in responsive and self-healing materials, also materials for health and point-of-care action diagnostics. Professor Stratakis also discussed the novel disciplines of bionics and biomimetics, which have high potentials for technical innovation. Several methodologies have been developed to facilitate the formation of bio-inspired constructs, exhibiting hierarchical structures at length scales ranging from hundreds of nanometers to several microns. Based on the concepts and underlying principles discovered in nature, an interdisciplinary field has been developed aiming to design and fabricate biomimetic structures. Dr. Maria Kitsaras' international research focuses on the development of materials and devices using micro nanofabrication for biomedical applications that include both diseases diagnosis, in vitro diagnostics, and therapy, in particular biomaterials for tissue engineering and regenerative medicine. I asked Dr. Kitsara on additive manufacturing techniques, which he considers as the most cutting-edge manufacturing technologies to manufacture patient-specific implants based on a layer-wise method. She mentioned that the 3D printing technology has entered the world of medicine through printed devices like prosthetics and surgical instruments, and researchers are now testing out bio-ink as a way of printing vital organs, bones, and cartilage. According to Dr. Kitsara, printing body parts may well be the next step in organ transplantation, harvesting stem cells from a transplant recipient and printing them into a replacement organ could help bypass complications associated with organ transplant, such as long waits for a suitable donor or immune rejection of the new organ. I also asked her how biomimetics, a reverse engineering method of nature, could be the future of biomedical, bionanotechnology, and nanobiotechnology. Dr. Kitsara said that biomimicry can lead to more accurate models in the field of tissue engineering and organ-on-a-chip systems. Trying to recapitulate in vitro physiological structure of a tissue or organ can lead to more precise results in biology and medicine. Dr. Stefanos Nitodas is a chemical engineer by training and holder of PhD degree in material science and chemical engineering. He has worked for several years in the industry as R&D manager and business development manager, mainly in the microelectronics sector and the nanotechnology field with focus on engineered nanomaterials development. When we spoke, he was a member of the faculty of the Department of Material Science and Chemical Engineering at the Stony Brook University in the United States. I asked him what future he saw for nanomaterials in renewable energy. Dr. Nitodas said that nanotechnology is actually the future of renewable energy. Nanomaterials can capture sunlight in both the visible and near-infrared spectrum to create thin-film solar sheets of high efficiency. Nanostructured metal oxide used in electrodes can create charge when exposed to sound. Sound power can be employed in various novel applications, including cellular phones that can be charged during conversations. Carbon nanosupercapacitors are capable of storing static electric energy in the response-like pores, thus delivering energy faster and more efficiently than chemical-based batteries.
He concluded that nanomaterials can be used in fuel cells, making this technology viable by substituting the expensive precious metal catalysts employed to date. Through this researcher's insights, one can see the intersection of common scientific knowledge and how it is leveraged in various fields and applications that we will hopefully see in our futures. I acknowledge that for many, contemplating the future can feel like a distant and somewhat abstract concept. In the midst of our already chaotic lives, the idea of navigating the uncertainties ahead may seem daunting. As Stavros Papagiannis sheds light on the intricacies of chaos, we come to understand that paradoxically, in comprehending the chaos, we find the key to unlocking a deeper understanding of our world and shaping the future we envision. Most importantly, to accept and embrace that we will always have chaos. Also, what became prevalent through our discussion and under the prism of the EU politics and communication is that when we are surrounded by chaos, it's because we lose connection to values, a common goal, communicating a shared vision, and taking a real commitment to reassure people that one is there for them makes the chaos looking bearable, possibly no longer chaos. Switching gears to chemical engineering, we have delved into how this field revolutionizes processes and systems. Professor Christos Maravellas shares insights into the transformative power of chemical engineering. Professor Maravellas is the Anderson Family Professor in Energy and the Environment of Chemical and Biological Engineering and the Arlinger Center for the Energy and the Environment, Chair of the Department of Chemical and Biological Engineering at Princeton University in the United States. We discussed why atom-economical biomass to fuel strategies are not necessarily objective toward the development of next-generation biofuels. Atom-economical fuels are produced using chemical reactions that result in minimal waste and maximum use of the atoms present in the starting materials. In other words, such fuels have a high atom economy, which is defined as the fraction of the total atoms in the reactants that end up becoming part of the desired product. I also asked Professor Maravellas why we need machine learning in chemical production and how supervised machine learning can become key and cheaper in the chemical industry. One of the topics we also discussed was why incorporating solid gas thermochemical energy storage strategies are advantageous to concentrating solar power systems. I encourage you to listen to Professor Maravellas in the episode The Chemical Engineering, Energy and Environment, published on the 7th of May this year. Our exploration then takes us to the realm of healthcare, where scientific and engineering research play a pivotal role, also using such knowledge in entrepreneurship and applying it every day. Dr. Konstantin Stratakis discusses the profound impact predictive medicine can have on healthcare. Dr. Stratakis, now Chief Scientific Officer at Alpine in Athens, Greece, Director of Human Genetics and Precision Medicine at Foundation for Research and Technology, HELAS, is a world-recognized leader in utilizing genetic linkage and other genome-wide tools to identify small molecules responsible for genetic defects causing a number of human diseases. Dr. Stratakis spoke to the podcast on advancing future precision medicine and the reasons gene therapy is more important than the current treatment of diseases, the steps towards personalized diagnostics for prevention and treatment options to become the rule and not the exception, why the predictive human immune system response could be crucial for upcoming pandemics, how nanoparticles could become key to functionalize and targeting tissues. We also discussed in the episode Precision Medicine and Circular Healthcare how precision medicine becomes a tool by AI that can be used for prediction, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment, predicting diseases before they happen and transforming innovative research into products and services within the circular healthcare economy. In the last episode with Dr. Stratakis, predictive medicine, endocrinology, genetic signatures to cracking the code of hormonal health, he explored in detail his expertise in endocrinology and its genetics in regard to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the role of the vitamin D receptor, and the complexities of thyroid disorders. Also challenges of identifying and managing psychiatric, endocrine, and autoimmune diseases in both children and adults are explored. The intricate relationship between human molecular genetics and pituitary tumors is examined. Diagnosing multiple endocrine neoplasias before the full integration of predictive medicine. Dr. Chris Kyriakidis is a case of how a scientist turned into a high-profile business manager, then an entrepreneur in genetics medicine. And he was my guest in the episode Building Tomorrow's Healthcare and Funding Future Leaders. Dr. Kyriakidis is co-founder of G-Mental, which provides the diagnosis of genetic disorders for better disease management. Chris has over 25 years of experience in general management and business development in more than 70 countries on all continents by running a multi-million international business. He is the founder of two biosciences startup companies, a social enterprise, and the foundation. We discussed catalytic innovation, giving solutions to social problems, rebranding companies, a sustainable impact on future generations, empowering potential talents, and futuristic and collective leadership. Most importantly, Dr. Kyriakidis is a scientist. He was a scientific researcher and lecturer at the Van Hoff Institute for Molecular Science at the University of Amsterdam, where he acquired his PhD by developing theory using machine learning and artificial intelligence techniques for solving fundamental scientific problems in protein crystallography. During that time, he received 3 awards and 6 scholarships, including the EU Biotechnology Directorate Scholarship in 1990 and 1992, and the Young Scientist Award in 1991. As we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of technology, two critical topics demand our attention, cybersecurity and blockchain. Professors Vasilis Katos and Marios Themistocleos shed light on the latest developments in these fields. Professor Katos, in the Cybersecurity in a Data-Driven Circular Economy World episode, discussed the elements that miss in the security and the machine-to-machine and human-to-human interactions through the evolution of the relationship between people and technology, from information systems to computerized information systems to socio-technical systems and lately to cyber-physical systems. Why complete prevention of unauthorized access to systems seems at present unrealistic, how cybersecurity contributes to the circular economy for achieving sustainability and positively impacting climate change, the key areas of artificial intelligence that could further enhance cyber defense, whose technologies are the same as for those of cyber attacks. Professor Marinos Themistocleos, a computer scientist and currently serving as a professor at the Department of Digital Innovation at the University of Nicosia, is also the Associate Dean of the School of Business and Director at the Institute for the Future, acts as a scientific coordinator for the first-of-its-kind MSc program in Metaverse. Professor Themistocleos discussed how blockchain technology transformed the gambling industry and what the key benefits and challenges associated with its implementation are, including potential risks and security considerations. Professor Themistocleos also shared current trends and developments in blockchain technology beyond cryptocurrencies that he finds most exciting and impactful, which include non-fungible tokens, the convergence of blockchain, IoT, AI, NFTs, and the metaverse, resulting in new interconnected digital ecosystems that bring significant innovation to various industries, such as energy and supply chain, Web3 and decentralized internet, layer 2 solutions and scaling, central bank, digital currencies, decentralized finance, blockchain and healthcare, decentralized autonomous organizations, interoperability, and decentralized identity systems. In our journey, we have explored the intersections of innovation, entrepreneurship, and leadership. Guests like Professor Tyrone Pitsis, Professor Kostas Andriopoulos, Professor Kyriakos Kouvaliotis, Marina Hatzopoulos, Kostas Mavroulakis, and Professor Alexandros Psychoios have shared their perspectives on the symbiotic relationship between these elements. Feel free to revisit this episode on your favorite podcasting platform by searching for the names of these guests. Catch up on all the insightful discussions. The pressing issues of our times, including climate change and sustainable economies, are intrinsically linked to scientific and engineering research. Professors Matt Santamouris and Michael Bernitzas, along with advocates like Dr. Poppy Konidari, highlight the pivotal role research plays in creating a sustainable future. Professor Max Damouris, the Anita Lawrence Professor of High Performance Architecture at the University of New South Wales in Australia, spoke about renewable energy technologies that can reduce heat in an urban environment by utilizing quantum dots into building nanomaterials and facing energy poverty in underdeveloped regions. Michael Bernitzas is a professor of naval architecture and marine engineering and a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor. He discussed how mimicking the movement of schools of fish led to a novel bladeless hydropower system technology, therefore making hydropower sustainable for human and aquatic life. Dr. Poppy Konidari, head of the Climate Change Policy Group at the National and Kapodistrian University of Athens in Greece, where she promotes regional and international consortia for meeting the UN sustainable goals, discussed why energy policy, and in particular policy regarding renewables, is not implemented as quickly as possible based on the synergy among the policymakers, companies, and local societies. Why countries like Greece lack a roadmap on energy policy and in particular that of renewables, and if the energy policy at the national level could affect climate change. Education plays a vital role in shaping the engineers and innovators of tomorrow. Dr. Konstantinos Kakosimos and Dr. Valentini Papa discuss the importance of leading education in engineering for a sustainable economy. Dr. Konstantinos Kakosimos, a chemical engineer who is an associate professor of chemical engineering at Texas A&M University in Qatar, discusses how he designs and develops mixed and augmented reality applications for educational purposes and who become game changers in the visualization of abstract or definite concepts. Dr. Valentini Papam led the Clean Energy Education and Empowerment Initiative at the Texas A&M University and supports that education on sustainable energy should start in the early stages of one's life, beginning with their families. Even though the energy sector remains one of the less diverse ones, encouraging women participation becomes crucial, especially since women have a holistic view by nature. Finally, our journey throughout these four seasons culminates in the latest developments in artificial intelligence. Professors Ioannis Athanasiadis, Dimitris Rikakis, and tech entrepreneur Nick Sardinoudis provide insights into the transformative power of AI across various sectors. Professor Ioannis Athanasiadis at the Wageningen University in the Netherlands explores how farmers can benefit from artificial intelligence and how the nitrogen cycle can close in farming activities, while Professor Rikakis, Vice President for Global Partnerships and Executive Director for Research and Innovation at the University of Nicosia in Cyprus and the Defense and Security Research Institute President, explores the frontiers of artificial intelligence through the fields of safety, nuclear power, the potential environmental impacts of intensified space exploration in the upper layers of our atmosphere, and the transformative intersections of artificial intelligence with physics and health crises. Professor Rikakis, who was my guest in two episodes, The Artificial Intelligence Age of Predictions and The Artificial Intelligence Horizons Forecasting Tomorrow, offers a glimpse into the key factors in the future application of artificial intelligence set to revolutionize the field. Before we wrap up this final episode, I want to share some exciting news. Although this marks the end of our current season, celebrating the milestone of a four-year journey, more guests and I will be back in June 2024. Since December 2019, I have tirelessly released episodes on cutting-edge engineering, scientific, and technology research, exploring the complex interactions of entrepreneurship, sustainability, and geopolitics with these fields.
As we reflect on these 4 years of Global Greek Influence, I express my gratitude to each guest who shared their expertise and insights. It's been a journey filled with knowledge, inspiration, and a deep appreciation for the impact of Greek professionals in the global scientific and engineering community and into entrepreneurship. Thank you all for joining us on this incredible journey. Stay tuned for our return in June 2024. Until then, keep exploring, stay curious, and embrace the ever-evolving world of science, engineering, and technology. Thank you all for staying until the end. Subscribe, follow, and leave a review to show your support and spread the podcast message far and wide. Thank you for being part of the Global Greek Influence podcast family. Stay tuned and keep exploring the world of podcasts with the Global Greek Influence.